Here we are at Key Arts, the new exhibition, and we're with
Nick Martin.
And this is your new exhibition, Blue Eyed Boys.
It is, yeah. It's taken 5 years, and it's all of blue-eyed, bearded men from the Bear World, which is a group of gay men who grow beards and want to kind of show that it's okay to not be sort of too skinny and too kind of muscly and then that usual kind of gay way of being. So it's just, it's a way of relaxing.
Right.
And it's celebrating the grace of these big men. And that's one of them over there. Jim. Yeah.
And they're all facial portraits?
They are facial portraits. Yeah. They're 4 feet by 4 feet and they're five times larger than the face, but in area they're 25 times.
Right.
Because 5 by 5 makes 25, so they look bigger than they actually are, yeah.
And is that something that you've done before, faces this large?
It's the first time I've done them in this way. It's the first time I've done them in this way in oils. I did at college, I did some large stuff, but this is, you know, I wanted to do something like sort of Russian propaganda posters where it really overwhelms you. So it's the first time I've done it in this way. And this is like an installation. It's not like portraits of men, because you couldn't have one of these in your living room. They're kind of a statement about a group of men who are called bears.
Mm. And what drove you to that subject then? Why you wanted to transform the way that people perceived gay men?
Because first of all, I'm gay, and I like bigger men, and I never liked that sort of usual idea of gay men where you had that sort of young, slick look. It always kind of I find it intimidating, and it sort of developed in the 1990s, and I thought, oh, some people are actually showing that it's okay to look like this, and I like that look. And you know, it's like people with beards, a lot of people say things like, what are you concealing behind that beard? But I think it's the opposite. I think, what are you revealing by growing a beard? And that's quite an interesting thing, because I think it looks gracious and sort of it's meant to be, if you like, you know.
But it's the nature of, you know, if you didn't have razor blades, then
It would be like that. And I married it with sort of this idea of men with blue eyes, because I've always liked blue eyes, because I find them unnatural for me as a brown-eyed person. I think they're an incredible sort of colour to have on a human body. It's blue.
So same with green as well.
And green as well, you know. So from that point of view, I find that interesting that you can have that colour sort of in a face. And so I've got something like 30 colours of blue eyes here, from very light, like wolf-like eyes, like that one over there, down to very dark blue and kind of almost purple blue eyes. It's a huge array of blue. And I put the two ideas together, beards and blue eyes, and this is what I came up with. So.
And the colours that you've got there, the variety is down to the actual person's eye colour, the artistic licence.
If you look over here, that person's got a little bit of brown and green in his eyes in the centre, whereas this person's got very dark blue eyes over there. And that person's got very light blue eyes, and eyes have got an array of, I don't know, 4 or 5 colours, even if they look very pure blue, like your eyes, for instance, have got about 10 colours that I can see going from light green through to blue.
I guess that's the advantage of the artist, you see the colours in this.
So,
When you're saying about you're revealing things through the beer, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's hiding. I think you're showing, in a way, what you have there. You're showing, I suppose,
nudity, but
well, it's like a proclamation. It's like a proclamation of maleness. It's like saying, here, this is what I look like, and. I mean, the thing is that people have got different attitudes to beards. Not many women like beards, but some women like beards. And there's this kind of biblical thing. Some people think they look godlike, and other people think they look savage. And there's a funny thing that happens. Some people will like it, and some people won't like it. I do like a beard on a man, because I think it does bring something out that you don't normally see. So, yeah.
And I mean, you said the size of the canvases, they're big canvases.
Yeah.
How long does it take to prepare for a show like this?
Each one takes about 2 to 3 months solid work.
Right.
I've got it down to an art of about 2 months now, but at first they took about sort of 3 months. People sit for photographs. I take photographs of people. I do some sketches. That takes a bit of time. I take hundreds of photographs and I collage them all together. and then I make a painting from them. So I use modern technology. I'm interested in modern technology, and I don't shy away from photography because I think that artists have used that since Pre-Raphaelite times. Like the Pre-Raphaelites all use photographs, but what I like about it is that was a very hidden thing. It was a shameful thing to use photographs. Right. Whereas, beer, I think it should be a proclamation. Look what I'm using. Mm. People in the Renaissance used mechanical devices like camera obscuras, and they projected on screen. People like Holbein and Angra and all those really big artists. That's why they had such accurate portraits. And I don't shy away from that. I embrace it because naturally I'm a really bad photographer. I can cut it's like out of a sow's ear. I can get a silk purse
because
I cobble together and make a beautiful painting from it. Well, I hope they're beautiful anyway.
No, they're fantastically detailed and unbelievably lifelike.
Yeah.
And when you're working on a canvas for 2-3 months, one painting, he must go kind of crazy on that, mustn't he?
I get into a kind of state, especially when I'm doing the hair. I mean, each hair is done with one stroke of a brush, and there must be hundreds of thousands of strokes to do just one head. Mm. And I get into a kind of a state where I'm not thinking about it too much.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would go absolutely mad because I'm very impatient. I'm a very impatient person, but you wouldn't know that.
No.
Because I have to sort of do it. I work for, say, 5 or 6 hours a day, and that's enough. I can't do any more.
Right.
And I have to sort of concentrate. And after that, I'm just absolutely exhausted. Mm. But, I get into a mesmeric state.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the results are amazing. Really impressive. And thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Cheers.